question might be the one that you're asking yourself. What happened at the start?
We're blown away, didn't we? Yeah, it was disappointing. We thought the boys were ready, but obviously they weren't. Full credit's got to go to Adelaide, the way they prepared and played and the attitude they came with. But, when the discrepancies like that, I think there's a bit of responsibility our way. So just couldn't get the ball in the first 10 minutes. And when we did, we coughed it up and exposed our back line.
What disappointed you most, the bad start or start to the third quarter when you got within, at the end of the second quarter, you got within four goals and looked threatening as if you'd take the match away?
Yeah, well, I suppose looking at the positives, the second quarter we did respond. But to be honest, when you start a game like that, you're on the back foot and you're trying to strategise and do things that you wouldn't normally do and trying to find ways to get back into the game. So the first quarter is really disappointing and the players are fully aware of what's required. And if you don't turn up like that, you get what you deserve.
Was it part of your structure that disappointed you most?
No, structures are irrelevant when that... when that happens. I think there's a bit more to do with how you, your intent and what you do and what you can do to help support.
Is it a concern or do you see it more as a reminder?
Sorry?
Sorry, do you see it more as a, is it pretty concerning for you, that stuff, or do you see it as a...
It's pretty concerning right now, but I think we've been up for a long time. We've been, for the most part, pretty consistent with our effort. So we'll reflect on the game and review it and all those sort of things, but... we've got another game this week and, potentially a top two spot available for us. So, really disappointed, but we'll get on with it.
That's when it's a game that looks like an aberration from what you're used to. What do you get out of it?
A good reminder. If you don't turn up for the contest, you'll get whacked. And I must, get it out there that Adelaide were really good. And we went up to it.
Does it give you the opportunity in the box in that second half to say, well, the score was not going to help us to try things that have been on your mind for
a while? A little bit, but not really. Yeah, we've got a couple of sore boys, as everyone has this time of year. We're trying to manage a couple of players. So took an opportunity to do that, but no, it's not really in the front of your mind when you're 10 goals down halfway through the third.
Speaking of that, McGovern, what happened?
Well, that was a precaution. He got a bit of a whack in his AC, and we think he's going to be okay. He was complaining about he could have kept playing, but we did take the precaution on that one. So hopefully he's available next week.
So if the game was tighter when you chose to take him out, you could have left him out there?
Oh, I think so. Well, he had to manage his time. He's missed 5 out of 6 games or 4 out of 5 games, so he's never going to be able to play a full game anyway. So, we took the opportunity to sub him. Of course, yeah, the season is very much alive for us, yeah. This was a bad game, we're disappointed, and yeah, we'll review it and give them a clip. But we're going for top two next week, so there's also, and that might have been the reason why we didn't compete as hard as we normally do, so it's a really good reminder, and this competition has a way of giving you a clip when you take your eye off the ball.
Speaking of that element, top two, which then would give you a home final, have you been given any briefing on when they would be playing?
No, I haven't spoken to anyone. So
would it concern you that you'd play on 6 days?
No, I don't care.
Are you likely to get anyone back for next week?
Yeah, well, Maston's available, so we'll have hopefully he's got through his training, he's been suspended, so. And we've got Butler and Schofield who have also come back from hamstring, so see how they pull up.
How do you approach this, the players?
I will just do what we normally do, to be honest. I think every coach says that, and that's exactly what happens. Because if you do ride the wave, like our members and supporters do, and as they've got every right to, you lose a bit of focus. So the old adage, it's never as good or never as bad as it seems, I think we'll take that approach. But we need to look at some things, because clearly we've got opened up, so we need to get better.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Cheers.